Thank you and good morning. The American Civil Liberties Union of Northern California and the National Center for Youth Law filed a civil rights lawsuit on Wednesday against school officials in the Eureka City Schools District. The lawsuit alleges that school officials are allowing discriminatory practices against Native American and African American students. Superintendent of Eureka City Schools, Fred Van Vleck, issued a statement saying that the district is not aware of any evidence to support the allegations and are actively investigating the charges. The groups have also filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education on behalf of the Wyatt tribe, asking for an investigation into alleged racial discrimination of Native American students by Lolita Union School District employees. An armed man wearing a hockey mask and a hooded rain jacket walked into the Scotia Pharmacy early on Tuesday morning, brandished a long-barreled handgun, and demanded OxyContin and oxycodone from the clerk. The suspect then fled the scene and ran to a dark green extra cab Toyota pickup truck and fled north on Highway 101. On Wednesday, sheriff's detectives located what appeared to be the suspect truck in front of a residence in the 2900 block of Johnson Road in Hydesville. A search warrant was obtained, and the sheriff's office SWAT team arrived on scene to search the house, but no one was inside. The suspect is described as a male, 5'6", 150 pounds, with blue eyes, who was wearing brown utility pants and a black jacket. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Fortuna police arrested 40-year-old Danny Ray Fidler on Tuesday night. Fidler was wanted in connection with a stolen vehicle incident in Carlotta on the 7th, as well as for an incident on December 12th, when Fidler allegedly rammed the stolen vehicle into a pickup truck at a property on Highway 36. Fidler was spotted by officers on 15th Street in Fortuna and attempted to flee on foot, but was quickly apprehended. He was booked on a list of charges, including assault with a deadly weapon, felon in possession of a firearm, possession of stolen goods, and vehicle theft. Two women, 25-year-old Blake Treadwell and 42-year-old Anna Kroll, were also arrested in connection with Fidler. Treadwell was booked for possession of meth and a concealed firearm, and Kroll for a warrant and a burglary charge. Officers recovered stolen goods, including a stolen vehicle. California Highway Patrol officers arrested 57-year-old Ronald Owings following a single-vehicle traffic collision on Highway 101 just north of Singley Road. The CHP reports that Owings is suspected of being under the influence of narcotics at the time of the crash. The crash injured him and two passengers, and Owings was arrested after being treated at the hospital. Another cold front is headed our way, coming from the north. High winds have been forecasted through this morning. Sustained winds between 15 to 30 miles per hour are expected, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. The winds will be strongest along the coast and along highlands. The PG&E power outage map reports two small outages in the Eel River Valley, affecting less than 40 customers this morning. Emergency weather shelters are open for those who need them. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Supporting children to develop good number sense is critical for later success. The Decade of Difference Early Literacy Math Program is a one-to-one tutoring program to promote numeracy in first and second grade students. Tutors are trained in specific activities and games that utilize a variety of manipulatives and strategies designed to help each student become more engaged, confident, and successful in mathematics. For information on how you can help, please contact 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As 2013 comes to a close, police departments across the county are preparing their enforcement plans for the Christmas and New Year holiday. The end of the year is also a good time for law enforcement to prepare themselves for next year's challenges. Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman explains how Christmas is generally a quiet time for his department.
Normally Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, knock on wood, has always been pretty successful for us in the sense of low calls, low incidences.
Chapman does know that the Arcata Plaza will be a hotbed of activity on New Year's Eve, however.
Our draw in Arcata is the plaza. You know, it always has been. And so for that young 20 demographic, that's, they'll go to the plaza because the access to the bars are right there, bar row.
Chapman added that his department is already planning for critical enforcement periods in 2014, including on April 20th and the 4th of July. The Fortuna Police Department will conduct a DUI and driver's license checkpoint somewhere within city limits on Friday night. The checkpoint is part of the anti-DUI traffic safety campaign over the holidays, and drivers will be screened for signs of impairment as well as for proper licenses and registrations. The California Highway Patrol kicks off its maximum enforcement period next week, while local agencies continue to focus on traffic safety during the holiday travel period. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.